Mazda's identity crisis. Mazda's North America boss, Tom Donnelly, admits that the company's biggest long-term challenge is its unclear brand identity. This uncertainty keeps him awake at night and affects the company's sales growth. Mazda believes stronger brand identity could unlock American sales growth. The company wants customers to form deeper emotional connections with the brand. However, this goal may be challenging in a market where nearly every automaker claims sporty handling, premium interiors, and advanced technology. The company's product expansion over the last few years has contributed to this uncertainty. Mazda now offers several vehicles contributing meaningful volume, including the CX-50, CX-70, and CX-90. However, these models are diverse in terms of price and size, making it difficult for customers to clearly explain what Mazda represents. Mazda doesn't sell giant body-on-frame SUVs or pickup trucks like many rivals, but it increasingly prices itself above mainstream competitors. At the same time, it still isn't fully viewed as a luxury brand either. This leaves the company living somewhere in the middle and trying to work out what it needs to do to push from 400,000 annual sales in the US to 500,000. The broader goal is making buyers more likely to return repeatedly rather than drifting toward competing brands after one lease cycle. Mazda's CEO describes this as stickier customer retention. However, achieving this goal will require significant changes in how the company approaches its brand image and customer relationships. Mazda believes the retail experience will help sharpen its identity. Dealers have invested heavily in updated stores, and the company thinks that environment can reinforce the brand's image. Still, the bigger question remains surprisingly simple: what exactly is Mazda in 2026? The answer to this question may lie in creating a clear and consistent brand message. Mazda needs to define its unique selling proposition and communicate it effectively to customers. This will require significant investments in marketing and branding efforts. Mazda's competitors are already well established in the market, with brands like Toyota and Honda offering near-luxury alternatives. To succeed, Mazda must differentiate itself from these competitors and create a compelling brand narrative that resonates with customers. In conclusion, Mazda's identity crisis is a complex issue that requires careful consideration and strategic planning. By focusing on customer retention, creating a strong brand message, and investing in the retail experience, Mazda can unlock its full potential and achieve its goal of 500,000 annual sales in the US.